Everyone, we are having a quick special episode today. We are not learning grammar today. Instead, we are going to learn common expressions in Binisaya. Also, watch out for announcement about the podcast because I want to hear your opinion on my plans for the future. This is going to be a quick episode, so get your pen and paper ready to list down these useful expressions that all Cebuano speakers use. If you like my content, please support my podcast by subscribing and checking the links in the description below. I don't really earn anything from this podcast, so I would appreciate a lot any support I can get so I can make more contents for you. If you want to have a Cebuano language lesson that will walk you down the thought process in making Cebuano sentences and to guide you how to converse in Cebuano language, contact me at coj.stuff@gmail.com. Again, that's coj.stuff@gmail.com. And we can set up a schedule for a lesson for you. The lesson will include all the materials you will need. There will be a grammar lesson, practice speaking, assignments that you can do, and the best part is that you can learn the language at your own pace at a very reasonable price. So email me at coj.stuff@gmail.com and we will work out a lesson that suits your needs. Back to the program. Okay, welcome back everyone. So today I decided to go a little different from my usual podcast episode. Normally, I would be teaching you guys a sentence pattern and ways to use them. But today, I will be listing down common expressions that we Bisaya love to say in different situations. This is something you will hear a lot from native speakers and something you can use as well. But this isn't the usual expressions that you would hear, you know, from different podcasts or like from different lessons that you get online. So it's not like saying thank you, saying you're welcome, how are you, and no, nothing like that. I want this to be like something that you would just hear randomly from a native speaker, but something that we usually use all the time. Like when we are in a situation, these are the things that we say. These are some expressions that we say a lot. So this is going to be useful because, you know, I don't want to go with those usual ones because they're already out there. You can find it in YouTube. You can find those expressions like saying thank you, how are you, like blah, 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 good morning, blah, blah, blah. You know, we're done with that. Okay. You can find those everywhere. So these ones that I'm going to present to you are a little bit different, like something that people would just blurt out of nowhere. And, you know, it's just something that we say a lot. So it's going to be very useful and very insightful. And maybe you can pick them up as well. You can use them in different situations as well. It can be really useful and it helps a lot in making you sound more natural or more native-like. Now, I normally do this in my online lesson because my students often hear some expressions from native speakers, but when they ask about it, some native speakers have difficulty explaining what they really mean. So I'm here to address some of those expressions you might have already heard. A lot of these expressions are often said in situations where emotions are very high, like when you're surprised, when you're overwhelmed, happy, sad, worried, concerned, etc. And if you have interacted with Cebuano speakers before, you might have already heard these expressions many times, because it's like I said, it's very common. It's something that we just say a lot out of nowhere, and sometimes it doesn't mean anything, sometimes they do mean something. So it really depends on the situation. It's just a way of, expressing emotions, more like an interjection. Okay, so let's start with the expression highly associated to any Bisaya or any Bisaya. So when a non-Bisaya speaker hear this expression, they can automatically identify you as Bisaya. Now the word is sus. Sus. It's spelled as S-U-S. Sus. Almost like sus in American English. Yeah, like sus. Like if you're like a young one, trying to like it's like a slang. Yeah, but this one sus in Binisaya is more like a common expression for us, like damn it or something like that. Yeah. Excuse my French. Okay. So sus or sus ginoo. So basically you can choose between like sus or sus ginoo. So that's sus, S-U-S, or sus followed by ginoo. So sus and then gi no o. That's G-I-N-O-O, gi no o. All right. Now sus is actually a shortened version of sus mar Yosep. Sus mar Yosep. Sus mar Yosep is a very common Filipino expression to express dismay, annoyance, surprise, anger, startle, or like anything like that, like something very unexpected, This is one of the first words that many Filipino would utter during an emotional situation. Sus Mar Yosep, or in Binisaya, just Sus, is an amalgamation of Jesus, which is Jesus, Maria, which is Mary, and Yosep, which is Joseph. So in Binisaya, we just, cut them. It's called clipping. So we clip them all and then we combine them together. So yeah, so we just say, that's why it's called Sus Mar Yosep, because it's from Jesus, Maria, and then Yosep. So Sus Mar Yosep. But in Binisaya, Sus Mar Yosep is like kind of long still. And as you have noticed, we love to like cut things very short as a Cebuano speaker. It's we like it short. So in Binisaya, we just say sus as in Jesus as an expression. So we cut out all this Mary and Joseph, so we just say sus for Jesus as an expression. So how do we say sus? Let's say you are watching a basketball game and a player in your team misses a shot. So when he misses that shot, you can say sus. Sus. Well, excuse my French, but it's almost like saying damn it without actually cursing. Yeah. So it's not really like I wouldn't say it's like a good expression, but it's something that we say a lot. Another situation is when someone is annoying you, or if someone breaks your stuff. You can say sus to express annoyance or dismay. It's exactly like saying, oh my God, oh my goodness, something like that. During bad situations, you can even go as far as saying sus ginoo, which literally means, oh God, Jesus. Yeah, sus ginoo is, oh God, Jesus, because Jesus is Jesus, and then Ginoo literally means God. So sus Ginoo. Which well, sus oh God Jesus can be, when you say it that way, it can be like said in a bad way. So it's not recommended probably in English, but in Bisaya it's just something that we just say, we blurt it out of nowhere. Sounds blasphemous, but yeah, that's just how it is. Again, that's sus followed by ginoo, meaning God. So that's sus ginoo. So that's your first expression. Sus or sus ginoo, right? Okay. For our second expression, we have samuka, samuka. Yeah, that's S-A-M-O-K-A, samuka. Now, samuka came from the adjective samuk, samuk, which means annoying or bothering. So it's used when something is crazy funny that you can't help but laugh or giggle, or when something or someone is being excruciatingly annoying. So it's only applicable to funny or very annoying situations. For example, let's say one of your friends is cracking jokes continuously and it makes you laugh a lot. Then you can say samuka, samuka. Of course, you have to laugh when saying samuka, otherwise it might be taken as being annoyed. So, you know, when let's say you have your Bisaya friend and your Bisaya friend is like saying like a very funny joke and you know you can't help but laugh, so you can just say samuka, samuka. You know, just to show that you're really like you can't help but laugh because it's a really funny joke. Yeah. Now, another example would be when you are watching TV and someone keeps on texting you or calling you, but you don't want to be disturbed. You can say samuka, samuka with a heavy tone to show your annoyance. So instead of saying, stop bothering me, oh, this is so annoying, you can just say samuka, samuka, and it would be understood that you don't want to be bothered or you are very annoyed right now because you were bothered. Now, the difference between the two expressions when saying samuka is that the first one is like, it's a little bit like when you say it, it's a little bit lighter and, you know, you try to like put a little giggle in it when you're like laughing or when you're saying samuka to make it sound like, oh, you're really laughing and you couldn't help but laugh. And the other one would be like, you really have to use like a very heavy tone, like somewhat, like you're somewhat angry, like samuka, samuka, and samuka, samuka, and samuka. So the difference between the two is like light and day. You can tell immediately whether the person is like laughing or like just saying this because, you know, they couldn't help but laugh, or whether that person is really annoyed. So yeah, so watch out for the tone. Third, okay, so this is the third expression that you would hear a lot from native speakers, like even Filipino. It's like if you're learning Filipino as well or Tagalog, you would hear this expression as well because it's really common. So the expression is hala, hala. So that's H-A-L-A, H-A-L-A, hala. Or some people would say halaka, halaka. Now there's a difference between the two. So hala is actually an interjection. It's not really like an actual word. It doesn't have a meaning on its own. It's just an interjection. We normally say this when we are very surprised or when we are shocked by certain event or situations. So if you are like in a situation where like you suddenly have to like say something because you're like surprised or like, you know, you see something very surprising or shocking, then you would say hala. It doesn't have an actual meaning, like I said, by itself, but when you say it in a surprising or shocking situation, it normally implies that what is happening is something very unexpected to you. It can be translated in English as WTF or like what the heck or no, what the frack or what in the world or something along those lines. So it could be like, what the fuck? What the hell? What the frack? You know, it's exactly like that. Hala! Hala! So you normally we say it like in a very, like, sometimes we say it in a high tone as well. Yeah, it's kind of weird. It's a weird sound, but it's something that we just blurt out unexpectedly. Like, we can't help it, but it's just something that we grew up with and or got accustomed to saying whenever we're surprised. Now, how to use this? For example, let's say someone gave you a surprise party or gave a surprise gift. Then you can say, hala, Hala. So this is like a good kind of hala, like, oh, you're surprised, I'm happy, this is very, very overwhelming because I'm really happy, like, hala. So notice the tone, it's like more like the vowels are very prolonged, and the sound is more like pleasant and light and happy. So another example would be when you see a child breaking something important or valuable, and you were shocked by it, then you can say halakka or hala. It's almost like saying, oh crap, oh, S word, whatever. I don't want to curse in my podcast, so I'm trying to avoid the bad words. But anyway, it's almost like, oh crap, or something like that. Yeah, like, oh shit, or whatever. Excuse my French. Anyway, yeah. So that's halakka. The difference between hala and halakka is that when you have hala, it could be like good thing or bad thing. But when you say halakka, it's more like a bad thing. It's always a bad thing when you say halakka. Now, we also use halakka to tease someone when they do something bad. Like when you see something bad that, something bad that a person did, it's like telling them that they're in trouble, and if someone finds out, or they'll be in trouble if someone finds out about it, and the thing that they did about this thing that they did, like when you see someone, like a kid, like stealing something or like taking candy from the kitchen or from the fridge, and then not tell anyone, secretly taking something like a cookie or a candy, then you say, "Halakka." Yeah, you're like teasing someone that that person might be in trouble if the word comes out that kid or someone did something bad. Yeah. So it's like, yeah, we say that to tease someone, like halakka. Yeah. Or it's just something that we also say when we know that something is bad, or something, or a bad thing has been done, like just to say, like, oh, this is a bad thing, this is really bad, halakka. Yeah, we say that that way, and we normally prolong the hala in this kind of situation, so you have to watch out for the pronunciation. So there's a difference between hala, hala, and halakka. So the first one is like hala. It's more like you're concerned, you're shocked about what happened, and then the other one is hala. It's like, oh my God, wow, this is so great. You're very happy about it. And then the last one would be like halakka, halakka. So the vowel on the ka is very much prolonged to indicate that you're in trouble. Like, oh man, you're in so much trouble right now. Yeah, so these are common expressions that you would hear a lot. In those kind of situations. So far we have sus or sis ginoo, samuka, and then hala or halaka, right? Now, fourth expression is paita, paita, paita. So that's PAI or ETA. So P A E T A, or it depends really on you or whoever wrote that word. It depends on where you're from, or like whatever your background is. The spelling might be different. Sometimes they use I instead of E, but sometimes we, as a modern speaker, we would use E. We would write with E instead of I. But the pronunciation is very much the same, paita. Now, paita is always, you're always stating this in a bad situation. It's always bad when you say paita, because paita is normally used when you are in a difficult situation. This phrase or this expression came from the adjective pait, pait, which is P spelled as PAIT, pait, which means bitter. It literally means bitter. There's no other meaning to it than bitter. So basically, you are saying that you are in a bitter circumstance. It can be translated to English as such a pickle if you are in a troublesome situation or in a situation that is hard to get away from. It can also be translated as what a bother or oh man or something like that. Yeah, so paita is oh such a pickle or what a bother or oh man. That's paita. If you are a Japanese speaker, you can think of it as mataku, mataku, mataku. You know, when you're like, oh my God. Like when you are in a bad situation, like it's a very difficult situation, you would say mataku or mendokusena. You know, you can even say that. Yeah, that's equivalent to paita. Paita mendokusena, you know? That's only if you're a Japanese speaker. Of course, if you're not a Japanese speaker, it's probably different from, you know, especially if you're an English speaker. It can only be translated as like, oh man, this is so such a bother. Oh man, this is so annoying. Yeah, it means that you are in a difficult situation and you're having trouble getting away from that situation. So you say paita, paita. Yeah, they are used similarly with the Cebuan expression paita, the mataku and the mendaksan, everything that I've mentioned, the kind of translation there are for that. For example, if you are in a situation where you need to buy something, but you don't have your enough money for it, then you can say paita. Like, let's say you were like walking down the street, you were heading to a supermarket, and then you realize you left your money at home, or you left your wallet at home, then you can say paita. Yeah, it means that you are in a bad situation. Well, you can get away from that situation, but it's still like a pickle. Like, what are you going to do? You're already there. You know what I mean? Yeah, so that's basically what it means to say paita. Another example is that if someone asks you to do something, but you are having trouble doing it or you want to do something else, then you can say paita. Like, for example, you're like playing a computer game, and then a friend or your mother or your family asks you like, "Oh, could you wash the dishes first before you play the games?" Like, paita. Then you can say paita. It's like, oh man, you know, it's like something that is really hard to refuse or something to get away from, or like a pickle because you want to play. At the same time, you have to follow, you know, you have to do what they're saying as well. So it's kind of like you're in a situation, in a difficult situation, like what to choose, you know. So we say paita. So just remember, when you are in a difficult situation, you can use paita. Okay. Number five, the second to the last one. So this is an expression that is like showing great frustration. Yeah, the expression is na maonaneron, na maonaneron. Now there are a lot of elements for it in this phrase, and I'm not going to break it down for you, not right now at least. No, but I'm going to spell it out for you. Just to make sure that you get it. So the first word would be na, na, na. So this is like an interjection, na, na, just na, and then with like a heavy tone with a glottal catch, na, na. Followed by mao, mao. That's mao, mao. Followed by na, na. And then followed by another word, ni, ni, short for kini, and then followed by another word, ron, short for karon. So it would be na mao na ni ron, na mauna ni ron. So that's the expression, na mauna ni ron. Okay, better write that down because you know it's a bit of a mouthful. There's a lot of glottal catch there, so it might be a little difficult if you might find it very difficult to remember or pronounce the words properly, especially if you're an English speaker, because you know those glottal catches on vowels don't exist in English. That's why it's a bit difficult for a lot of English speakers to adjust to the Cebuano pronunciation because the vowels are slightly different. Okay, so I'm not going, again, I'm not going to break the phrase down anymore, but this phrase basically means, oh crap, now we're in this situation. That's exactly what it means. It's, you know, it's not the literal translation, but it's basically what it means. Oh crap, now we're in this situation. Nah, mauna ni ron. So it's basically expressing annoyance for having to deal with this kind of difficult situation. It's normally used when you suddenly have to deal with something very inconvenient or if a situation suddenly takes a different turn. So normally we use it when the situation takes a different turn. For example, let's say you are typing something in the computer and suddenly there's a power outage. Then you can say, nah, mauna ni ron. Because you know, it's something suddenly happened that, you know, that it's out of your control. And so you're expressing your frustration by saying, nah, mauna ni ron. Oh crap, now we're in this situation. Or basically like, nah. Or it's basically saying like, oh crap, what now? Something like that. Another example would be like when you head out to buy something but accidentally forgot your wallet. So now you're in a pickle, right? So then you can say, nah, mauna ni ron. Many Cebuano speakers would just say, nah. Nah. Just the word nah itself, that interjection, nah, means a lot. That's already like saying a lot. And you know, we normally say it with a heavy tone. You can even combine this with the expression paita. Remember the word paita? When you are in a pickle or a difficult situation, you would say paita. Now, in this case, you left your wallet and then you don't know what to do now because you suddenly remember, you know, you're already in this, you suddenly realize, like, oh, I don't have my wallet. What am I going to do now? I'm in a pickle situation. I'm in a pickle right now. Or, like, you don't know what to do because you suddenly don't know, suddenly things went out of hand because you know you were expecting to have your money but or your wallet with you but you didn't, so now you're in a difficult situation. So you can combine it by replacing na with paita because they're kind of like na and paita are almost like similar, they almost have the same meaning, but there are some situations where you can say paita but you can't say na. So there's a slight difference between the two, but you know, more or less they're almost the same. So by replacing na with paita, you can say paita mauna ni ron, mauna ni ron. So you can either say na or paita, but never both. You can never say na paita. No. Well, yeah, there are times when we say that, but separately, like na. Paita, yeah, you see that there's like a long pause before saying the other word because they kind of mean the same. It's like, oh my god, like, nah, oh my gosh, and then paita, crap, or something like that. And then say, mauna ni ron, now I'm in this situation, now I'm in a pickle. Yeah, so mauna ni ron is like saying, now I'm in a pickle, or now I'm in this situation. Yeah, so. That would be paita and na mauna ni ron. Lastly, the last one is, you know, this one is a positive one. So this is something that you will hear a lot when having conversation with the Cebuana speaker because this is a common response to a person. And the expression is maugyud or maujud. You know, if you're an old speaker, like, you know, if you this is normally heard from from older speakers, like an elderly or something like that. Normally they would say mao giyud giyud. So mao, MAO followed by the word GYUD giyud giyud GYUD giyud. Normally we would say that giyud. But as a modern speaker, especially if you're talking to young ones, sometimes the GY turns into J. So that's why a lot of people nowadays would say Ma'ujud instead of Ma'ugyud, but they mean the same. It's just a pronunciation because GY, remember in the phonetics, earlier in the episodes, we discussed about the different phonetics of Cebuano. So the GY turns into J sometimes, and the SY turns into SH. So this is an example of that. So Ma'ugyud turns into Ma'ujud, but they mean the same. Ma'ugyud basically expresses strong agreement on something that was said by another person. And I guarantee you will hear this all the time. Like, all the time. Like, seriously. It's one of the most commonly used expressions out there to express agreement, like strong agreement. So, this goes along with ma'uman, aida, ainata. That's how common it is. These expressions, ma'ugyud, ma'uman, aida, ainata, those are the most common expressions used by Cebuanos. That's how common it is. Now, ma'ugyud can be translated in English as definitely, that's true, and even, oh yeah, definitely, oh yeah. So if you are in a situation where another said something that is 100% true or 100% agreeable, then you can say ma'ugyud. Let's say if someone says, oh, the prices right now are very high, and then you would say, oh, ma'ugyud, ma'ugyud, the prices are very high right now, ma'ugyud. Now, you're really you're like expressing strong agreement to that statement. So that's how you use ma'ugyud. All right, so those are our expressions. Again, our expressions are sus or sus ginoo, followed by samuka. Samuka, so it could be a good thing or a bad thing. Samuka or samuka, followed by hala, hala, and halaka. Hala, hala, and halaka. Halaka. So those are the variations for hala and halaka, followed by paita, paita, which means like you're in a pickle or you're in a difficult situation. Nah, followed by nah, mauna ni ron. Nah, mauna ni ron. Oh crap, now I'm in this situation. Or it could be like paita, mauna ni ron. So that's another expression as well. So you can choose between na and paita, or you can even use both at the same time but separately. Like you have to have like a long pause between na and paita if you want to use both. Na, paita, mauna ni ron. See? So there's a long pause between na and paita. Okay, lastly is maugyud or maujud. Maugyud. 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 Yeah, it's basically saying that you agree on something. So yeah, these are some of the most common expressions in Binisaya that you will surely hear in daily conversations with Cebuano speakers. And it'll come handy someday for you. So you can sound more native or, so just so you know what they mean when you hear them. Now, if you want to learn Cebuano like sexy or curse words, send me a request on Patreon or buymeacoffee.com and I will make a content about curse words and sexy expressions there. Because obviously I can't post it here in the podcast. So let's keep this podcast clean. Anyway, as for the announcement that I mentioned earlier, right now I am thinking, because the podcast is like it's a great avenue to sell myself out there for like for teaching and right now I'm also writing my book, so it's a good thing. But there isn't a lot of audience out there for this kind of niche, especially because there aren't a lot of people learning Cebuanos. There are probably more people learning Tagalog or something like that, but Cebuano is a different story. Not everyone is interested in Cebuano. Only those who are involved with Cebuano speakers are learning Cebuano. And the thing is, it's like, well, I am enjoying making this podcast, but it's kind of like I do a lot of things as well. And writing scripts, editing, uploading, those kind of stuff, it takes a while. It takes a while to make, and sometimes I just want to I want to get something from it, basically. So I was thinking of maybe since there are only very few of you who are supporting this channel, so I was thinking of making the podcast a subscription type. Yeah, because I found this website where they can turn your podcast into a subscription type. So you have to subscribe in order for you to access the podcast. And I'm thinking on that direction. And I know a lot of you are just like, oh, I just want to listen, while driving or doing something. It's not something that I would want to pay for probably because I'm not actively learning. But if you are actively learning, I was thinking of probably making another channel for that, because most of the stuff that I'm giving away right now are from my book. Everything that I've given away are in my book, or are coming from my book, and I'm giving you little pieces of things that I wrote in my book. And I'm thinking that, nobody's buying my book. I mean, there are some people buying my book, but I'm giving away a lot of information already by telling you all this. Because, I've noticed that a lot of I've watched a lot of YouTube videos on Cebuano lessons and stuff like that, and they normally don't give like a structural explanation as to why the sentence are like that. Why this sentence comes here, or why this word is placed here or placed there, or why is the word is that word next there, or whatever. They're not really deconstructing the sentence to help you understand or help you create your own sentence using that structure. They're not doing that because they're not what they normally do is they give you a phrase, you memorize it. That's not really how language learning works, especially if you're a foreign language learner. And I'm giving away a lot of these because, I study linguistics and this is something I really enjoy. But, I still want to, because I'm putting a lot of effort from this and, or I'm putting a lot of effort to this and, I'm not really getting much from it. So, yeah, I don't even have a lot of students as well. So, right now I'm thinking of turning, or I'm thinking of making another podcast. Now, a subscription type that would give you everything that's in my book and explain it to you one by one through a lesson, like an online, like a podcast lesson. At the same time, I'm go, or I could just take some, just continue what I'm doing right now, take some from the book, explain a little bit, and just, you decide whether you want to continue learning Cebuano actively through structural approach, because I think the most important way for you to learn, if you really want to learn Cebuano, the best way is to have a structural learning so that you can understand how to make a sentence and you can create your own sentences yourself using the structures that are already available out there. You can just replace some words out there because you already know how it works. You already know how the phrases are put together. So that's what in my book. That's what's in my grammar book that I'm writing and one that I finished earlier. And I'm still doing that here right now, but I'm giving away too much, so I don't know, really. I don't know. But anyway, thank you again for listening. I would like to hear your comments about everything. Please send me a DM on on my Patreon, on my Instagram, or anywhere that's on the link. I'm going to put a link even on my email. You can even send me an email. So everything's on the link on the description box below. So please check it out. And that's it for this special episode. Catch you later. Have a great day. Daghang salamat sa pagpaminaw, amping mo, kanunay, o kita ta sa sunod nga episode sa akong podcast. Sige, amping. Bye-bye.